Can you talk a little bit about the way ibrutinib works and what you typically see in terms of its effect on the disease?
So ibrutinib is an inhibitor of Bruton's tyrosine kinase. So how I would explain this to patients is that the B cells, which are the malignant cells in CLL, have a variety. Normally, B cells go around the blood and they bind to antigens or targets that they go after when they're doing their job of fighting infections. And they have on their surface something called the B cell receptor. That B cell receptor is abnormally turned on in CLL, and that's one of the reasons why the cells stay alive and they proliferate. One of the switches that keeps those cells alive and proliferating is Bruton's tyrosine kinase. So ibrutinib, and you see the link in the name, essentially is a pill. It's a chemical pill that goes into the cell, binds that switch, and keeps it from firing, from being turned on. And so the net effect of that is the cell is unhappy. The cell is less likely to proliferate or grow. And the cell is more prone to die off, either on its own or in conjunction with other therapies. And so the effect is pretty profound in patients with CLL and certain other lymphomas. The main things that you observe on patients with ibrutinib is that the lymph counts in the blood can temporarily go higher. So that's something to keep in mind. If you give a patient ibrutinib and they start at a white count of 20,000, it may go to 40,000, for example. And that's okay. The lymph nodes may be shrinking at the same time. But it's important to keep in mind that that doesn't mean that that rise, the patient gets nervous, we all get nervous, uh-oh, is the drug not working? When in fact, that's just the normal course, that sometimes it goes up like a roller coaster and then it comes down over time.